And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Enslin.
Pastor Gavin Enslin, and...
Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are continuing. If you listened to our show last week, it got pretty heated in the studio, just towards the end of the show. But we are continuing with last week's show, and we're looking at the Patriotic Alliance and what's his name, Gayton McKenzie, and basically their stance for immigration in South Africa. And that's what caused the heat in the studio last week. So we are going to continue with that topic. Pascal, you're going to give a more brief explanation.
Yeah, Cynthia got offended.
Yeah. I wouldn't say offended.
In the church, we teach people not to get offended, but she's offended.
I didn't get offended.
Because she's directly affected.
Yes.
By one time's Gayton McKenzie policy.
Yes.
And that's one can sort of understand. When people, you know, take issue with something, it's going to affect them directly. And I partially do understand Giggs's frustrations. But also there's a significant legal problem. And the problem needs to be solved compassionately.
Yes.
So there's a whole lot of people that have broken the law. To me, they must be dealt with.
Yeah.
As the law requires, which has not happened. Creating a huge problem in South Africa. But at the same time, we've got people like Giggs. Were you born here, Giggs?
Yes, I was.
She was born here. And she's not a citizen. I find that ridiculous. I find that ludicrous. I do not have words as a pastor to describe my disgust at that situation.
Mm.
But both are true. So we can't take the foreigner side, Giggs.
Yeah.
But we also can't take the local side.
Yeah.
We've got to find God's side.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I nailed you there, eh?
So that is what we're going to be speaking about. It's going to be quite interesting. And we're going to look specifically at another interview that had taken place with Gayton McKenzie. And we're just going to discuss our thoughts on that. This is The Political Show on Active FM, where radio has never been better and Christ politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM, radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.
So we are speaking, continuing with the topic of Gayton McKenzie and...
Well, actually...
Yes.
We're talking about what to do about the fact that potentially the illegal population of South Africa is bigger than the legal population of South Africa.
And that's
guys, that's the topic at hand.
Yes. So what's this? Gayton McKenzie had an interview on Wide Awake podcast, and this interview was released last week. On the 4th of April. How many days ago was that? Last week. Was that last week?
Yeah, it was last week.
Yes, the 4th of April was last week, Thursday.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yes. Sorry, like the year is going by so fast. I'm just like, how are we in April already?
Yeah, well, you know, seeing as it's Friday the 12th of April.
Yes.
Then, you know, 12 minus 4 is 8. So it's 8 days ago.
8 days.
Last Thursday,
definitely.
Yeah.
And he had an interview on Wide Awake podcast, and they looked at a couple of issues. He spoke about Jacob Zuma, Orania, the elections, and...
Well, the main topic of the podcast was about that girl who's that gone been missing. But yes. That's not what we're going to talk about today.
He more specifically also focused on the whole... his stance on illegal immigration. And he mentioned quite a bit of stuff and interesting things, you know. Things that I agree with as well in terms of the illegal immigration. And one of the things that I want us to get speaking on...
I wouldn't have said that last week. Things you agree on. Oh, my word.
You see, here he wasn't...
Giggs McKenzie.
Here he wasn't speaking like a radical. If I can put it that way. Here he was stating facts. He was, speaking on things that you could see. And I understand, like, when you're dealing with immigration and stuff, I think that's where my biggest issue is with a lot of the parties or groups that have tried to deal with immigration in South Africa haven't gone to the pit of the problem. They've just done it on the ground, which has affected a lot of people.
There's no one in authority that has dealt with illegal immigration in South Africa. Let's be straight. Nelson Mandela came into power in 1994.
Yeah.
And immediately shut down the border defenses because we used to have electric fencing on the border.
Yeah.
And we used to also have the South African Defense Force patrolling the border.
Mm-hmm.
And people used to still get in, but far less. It was controllable. Nelson Mandela shut the fences down. So, the problem was caused by the black majority government in South Africa.
Yeah.
It's a direct result of the ANC's policies.
Yeah.
And if I look at the opposition, DA, they're not going to solve this problem. Where have you heard anything that they're going to solve this problem?
I haven't. So, when I'm speaking specifically, because there have been like a lot of movements over years of dealing with illegal immigration. I don't know specific parties, but...
political parties.
I don't know specific political parties, but there have been movements in what is in our country that have tried to deal with
the whole problem.
Yes, with the illegal...
But the issue is, this is the same as with the lockdowns. The guys in parliament are out of touch with the people.
Yeah.
And the things that they're doing are in opposition to what the people want.
Yes.
So exactly the same as what happened with lockdown.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you now, a big part of the undoing of the ANC has been lockdown, and no one's talking about that.
Yeah.
In my view.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, two big things for me. It's Eskom and lockdown.
Yeah. But you see, now the thing is, even if it wasn't government or whoever was leading these movements that were dealing with the immigration problems, were dealing with it wrong. They were not going to the source of the problem, which is the fact that we don't have borders. The Home Affairs is not tracking the process well and things like that. They're allowing people to get bribed and come into the country illegally and all of these things. They're not dealing with that. We're gonna get rid of the illegal foreigners, and then, for instance, in the CBD,
So if they're illegal foreigners, what does that mean?
If they're illegal foreigners,
and that's not politically correct now. Illegal foreigners is not the politically correct term.
Illegal immigrants.
It's not even illegal. Undocumented migrants. But what is an undocumented migrant?
It's someone who doesn't have the correct
documentation.
Documentation. So now what happens is,
the moment you use that term, you muddy the waters.
You muddy the waters.
Yeah, because a child that was, you've got to start distinguishing here. He's saying illegal foreigners. Now, you got to start distinguishing here. A child was born in South Africa.
Yeah.
And there's a prevailing view within the ruling party and people that support the ruling party that child has no rights under South African law, which I vehemently dispute.
Yeah.
Because of treaties that we've signed, and our constitution says that the treaties that the South African government has signed are above the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you start looking at those treaties on refugee rights and all of these sorts of things, and also the South Africa was a big proponent of the Bill of Rights for Children, and the child's rights things that they've signed.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start reading those treaties, to say that a person born in South Africa has no rights under South African law is hogwash.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree with that.
So you've got that now. So then, now that, okay, if you tell me that's an undocumented migrant, I'm going to say no, I'll accept it. Because that kid never did anything illegal. And now you're saying that kid must pay for the sins of their parents.
Yeah.
And by the way, the same you that's saying that is the same you that created the problem in the first place.
Yeah.
All right. Then, on the other hand, you've got guys that come across the river. Or guys that come to the airport and they pay the customs officials off. Or they come to border crossings at Mozambique and they pay the passport guys off.
Yeah.
And what Gaitan McKenzie didn't even show there is if you go to the border crossing between South Africa and Mozambique, if you can't get through, you just walk into the veld, you know, which is a field for those who might be listening overseas, maybe 100, 150 meters. And then the fence disappears and then you just walk around the fence. And on the other side of the border, you walk back to the main road. And there are people that are making a ton of money illegally shipping people into the country. Those guys are illegal immigrants.
Yes.
They are totally illegal.
I totally agree.
So when Gaitan McKenzie is saying that, we now get up in arms, Giggs, no offense. But you say he's radical. But you say he's radical because of a one-liner.
Not because of a one... You see...
That's why I asked if you woke.
Not because of a one-liner.
Can I use your situation as an example? If I look at your situation, Borneo, I'm disgusted and I'm ashamed to say that I'm a South African and we treat people like that. I look at the Bible and it's a disgrace. However, then I look at the Pakistani who's came from an impoverished situation in Pakistan, and often the impoverished guys in Pakistan are way poorer than the impoverished guys in South Africa. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yet this impoverished gentleman comes here with a truckload of money and opens one of these informal, what they call spaza shops. And where did they get the money from?
Yeah.
They're coming here funded.
Yeah.
So there's organized crime going on here. They come here, they sell stuff to the people here. They send all the money back home. And in my view, they're part of a grand Islamic plan to Islamize South Africa. So when it comes to that, put that guy on a ship, as far as I'm concerned. He's broken the law coming into the country.
Yeah. So that's why I say that watching this video. No,
I'm giving my own opinion.
No, but what I'm saying
is. By the way, this is not the Bible. Eh?
Listening to this interview.
So I don't know what God's going to say about my opinion.
And we'll get what's this Black Knight's opinion now. But listening to this interview and hearing how they're going to deal with it has.
But that's what I was trying to say last week.
Kind of changed my perspective.
It has it.
In terms of what they're trying to do. Because that's where the
problem is. Yes, it has it. You haven't answered my question. Well, you haven't answered your question. Has it changed your perspective?
It's getting there. It's getting there. Because I feel like...
Okay, you've confused.
To completely change my perspective on it, I need to see it happen. Like, okay, he's been there. He was there for 2 weeks or whatever and things like that. But the initiatives need to continue.
No, but I mean, hold on a sec. He's not going to be able to make anything happen unless he gets voted into power.
Exactly. So... If he gets voted into power, then if he's the next president,
then we can rate him.
Yes. So that's what I'm hoping.
If he's not, you can't.
And I can't completely rate him until I know that he has limitations not being president now, but then I've been convinced enough to be like, okay, I understand what he's saying. But just like every other politician, I don't trust politicians. I don't. Okay, let me not say it like that.
Look.
I'm very cautious in terms of what politicians say.
If you think about the term politician, it's someone who says stuff, watches how they come across, and doesn't sound radical. That's Gaitan McKenzie.
There's also Julius Malema, who's...
Julius lies.
Yeah.
Julius stands there in his red uniform in Parliament and he says he's for the poor. In the meantime, he's driving Maseratis.
You see?
And he's got more cars than what I've got pairs of jeans.
Yes. Yeah, so the whole thing, so what he's saying and things, I totally agree with where he's going to be dealing with the problem in terms from the border, building the wall in the border. I didn't think that the border situation was as bad as it is now. Because when I
How
went to Congo...
How many people do you know that walked across the river?
I've heard stories, not personally, no. I've heard stories of a lot of people, Congolese people, yes. So what I'm saying is when
you
I
think
went
it's only
to
Congolese? I don't mind the Congolese coming. Congolese are fun. There's other acts coming.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that when... So for instance, when I went... When we traveled and things like that, there was tight security.
Where?
At the Zimbabwe-South African border.
Yeah. But no, so no, where?
I don't remember.
The bridge crossing. At Bart Bridge.
There yes, was tight at security. Bed Bridge, yes, yes. At Bed Bridge.
But a kilometer down or upriver?
See, at that time in my life, I wasn't so focused on
the guys on crossing at Bart Bridge.
Yeah.
The only place that is secure is the bridge.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is the situation is bad. I agree with that. And if he's going to deal with it there, then it's going to... I agree with him dealing with it there. Dealing with it in the home affairs. Dealing with it where people are not speaking about... but the country knows where the problem is. Because the problem is not with... There's nothing you can do about the people that are here already. And things like that.
No, no,
but
I
if you can start, what's this?
No. There I'm going
to
disagree.
You see, the thing is, we have people here. So let's say within the Congolese community,
I'm not
there
just
are
going
people
to say
who
that every
have come
illegal
here illegal.
Person can just stay here. No ways. There's no ways I'm going to agree with that.
Let's get the Black Knight's opinion.
I'm sorry, no. You know, like your situation and people who were brought here as children and then abandoned by their parents. And there's so many stories like that. People who... Because they were born here, are stateless. They don't have a state.
Yes, but where do you draw the line to know exactly what the situation is?
I could come as an adult. Out. Gone.
Okay, now what if they're... Okay. What if they're undocumented and then adults and then they now claim that, no, they came here as young people and they don't have documents
proof.
To prove that?
Where's your proof? What school are you in?
I get what you're saying.
Sorry, Giggs. You've got all of that proof, okay? And people like that have got that proof.
See, I know of
Listen,
kids
if,
that
if,
parents
if you say,
haven't
if you
sent
say,
to school.
If you say, leave the guys that are here,
yeah.
Then you're saying, okay, we're rewarding you for breaking the law.
No, I'm not saying that.
You
obviously,
are.
We're needing to... What's this?
That's what people are going to take it as.
No, but we're needing to come up with a system that will be able to differentiate
take
the
those guys.
People.
Out.
But how
send them
you
back
know?
To China, send them back to Bangladesh, send them back to Pakistan. They're coming here to change this country. They're coming here to rape this country of its resources.
Yeah.
They're coming here. Those people are coming here funded by people who want to rip this country off of its wealth.
Yeah.
And that they do not have good intentions toward the country. You here and you consider your although you're Congolese. You consider yourself South African.
Mm.
Okay, so the same as I'm a South African of European descent, you're a South African of Congolese descent.
Mm.
That's how you see yourself, right?
Yeah.
So you're assimilated into the country. In many ways, you think like a South African.
Mm.
Correct or incorrect?
Correct.
You see, that's different. These guys are coming here, and how do they get the money to get all those shops? This is an organized crime that's going on against the people.
Yeah.
The same as the way our minerals are being stolen.
Mm.
So the guys are coming from the east this way, and then our minerals are being stolen going west.
Mm.
You know, and the people are caught in the middle.
Yeah, yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
that was a very interesting one. So I think my take with this whole thing is like I mentioned on last week's show, that the first problem that I have is obviously politicians. I have a big problem with politicians. To trust them, it's a very, very big deal for me, especially with matters like this, that they're going to be used for the good of the country or whatever the case is. That we don't really know. And also another thing is that Okay. So when we speak about illegal immigrants or undocumented foreigners, we don't think about Chinese people, European descent, people from the U.S. Who came in the side, because I don't know if most of them do come in our country illegally, but those are not the people that we're gonna attack. We're only gonna attack like our African people. And for me as a South African, it's also like a big stretch to attack just the African people, because when we look at how apartheid was handled and how other foreign countries played a big part in helping us to conquer apartheid, like our MK veterans went to Zimbabwe to for cover, and they were accepted, and there was like a whole thing, and obviously they helped us so that we can have people who practice militant skills, and then come this side, and obviously we had the whole revolution happening with the MK and the apartheid government. So I'm just gonna stick on one thing to say that it's a very sensitive thing to just, especially with Gayton, because there's a lot, he speaks about foreigners a lot, and sometimes he's like I'm gonna chase them out, I'm gonna take them out. They are being hired by the private sector to pay them low wages. Obviously, he's not talking about the Chinese people, because there's no way that Chinese people are being employed by any white person or any South African, for all that matters. Chinese people are working for themselves. Indian people or Pakistanis are working for themselves. So, that's my problem. When he's talking foreigners, it's also vague. It's not clear. He's not pointing out also it's in South Africa. Like I also mentioned that when you say foreigners in South Africa, we only think of black Africans, and that is my problem.
So do you agree with his points that he gave in this specific interview? What are your thoughts of those points that he gave? So the fact that people are coming in with the cigarettes, obviously that is black market, the explosives that they're coming in, and the whole thing. I found that was also very interesting with the whole thing with the trucks and stuff like that, that they were on a standstill because the Patriotic Alliance was there. They kind of disrupted their flow of things. So what are your thoughts on that?
Okay, my thoughts on that is that I have to go watch the actual footage, because when I saw the actual footage for the first time, I don't remember if I saw any trucks there. And also this immigration talk in our country, we must also remember, I know he'll complain about it not being a political campaign move, but how many politicians have promised us to deal with the foreign thing? And I see it like it's one of those campaigning things that they do. So with that, the only question is that every illegal substance that he spoke about, he didn't like have proof that those people really had those things that he's talking about. But obviously I do applaud him with his party for being there, stopping people from crossing. But we don't know the real reasons. You know, it can also be just a campaigning thing.
Pastor Gab, any thoughts?
Black Knight once defended the whole issue of having quarantine camps during the COVID-19 lockdown.
You can't shut me down like that. Gayton
McKenzie. Stop interrupting. Gayton McKenzie is the first politician that's talking about a real problem.
Yeah.
That has been created since the mid-90s.
Yeah.
It's not only this. He's also spoken about the whole transgender thing being forced in our schools.
Yeah.
And he's spoken about bringing the Bible back into the schools and things like that. He's the only politician that is speaking stuff that is dear to, I believe, a majority of South Africans' hearts.
Yeah, no, that's true.
All the other guys that are on the national stage. I mean, who else is speaking about this stuff?
Yeah.
Who else is speaking about what's happening at our borders? And we know people.
Yeah.
that came across the river. And we know that there's a truckload of illegal cigarettes, dynamite, AK-47s that are coming into this country. We know that there's zero control over what's coming into this country. Yeah. We know that there are groups like Al-Shabaab on the African continent that would want to come in and cause people harm.
True.
The other thing that he mentioned in the interview is that someone can come in, they can cross the river. They can come to your house. They can shoot you dead. And then they can go back and they can cross the river. And they will never be caught.
True.
I mean, all of these are facts.
Yeah.
The first thing that I believe one needs to listen to with regards to a politician is what they're saying true?
Yeah.
And are they at least speaking about the real issue?
Yeah, no, that's true.
Then you only look at, are they genuine? Because what are the rest of them talking about?
Yeah.
They talk about this word corruption.
Yeah.
Corruption's not the problem.
Yeah.
There are people that are undermining and destroying this country in various ways on purpose.
True, yeah.
That's not corruption.
Yeah.
They're changing the law to make it almost impossible to defend yourself in your home.
Yeah.
So even if you're legally armed, if you've got a legal arm, if someone breaks into your house and you shoot them, then you have to be able to prove that that your life was at risk.
Yeah.
Or you're at risk according to the law.
I will say this, Gaita McKenzie is speaking different from all the other politics.
And doesn't sound like a...
He doesn't.
And this is where I dispute with Black Knight.
Yeah.
He doesn't sound like a politician to me because he says all the wrong stuff.
Black Knight?
He sounds like Donald Trump too. And we know where Donald Trump stands today.
In Luke chapter 12, verse 8 to 9, it says,
Is that how you're going to leave it? He sounds like Donald Trump.
Yeah, because Donald Trump was also...
He doesn't. He sounds...
Donald Trump was...
If he's Donald Trump... If
things he, and what other politicians, are, which Hillary Clinton is not saying he was standing for life and all of that. But today, we don't trust the same Donald Trump.
No, no. If you give me a choice between Trump and Biden, but Trump's getting my vote, like 1,000%. What I have against him is the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many wars were there when he was the president?
How many wars we
Yeah. How many wars started when he was the president?
Wars were lessened.
That's my point. So even if Gaitan does that, it's going to be a lot better than what we got now.
That's a good point. In Luke chapter 12.
Sorry, I'm not endorsing him. Okay, but I do want to endorse what Geeks just said. Finally, we have a South African who sounds like an ordinary South African. Just he happens to be a coloured South African. But if you listen to coloureds and blacks and whites, the ordinary South Africans, the normal middle road to poor, ordinary mass majority of South Africans, listen to Gaita McKenzie. That's how they sound.
Yeah.
And can I just say for our listeners, once again, I'm not against Gaita McKenzie. I just, from last week's show, my take is that the immigrants and the foreign thing, it must just be carefully handled because of how we are now so intertwined, especially us Africans. We are so mixed in marriages and families with people who are not from this country. So that is my take, that because how he says it, it's so loose, like I'm just gonna drag you and take you out. It doesn't matter whatever the case is, I'll just drag you. If, as long as you are illegal and you don't have papers to show, I'll just drag you in. You know, so for me, it's just a matter of, it's just a thing to be tread on very carefully, not as loosely as he says it.
Yeah, all I'll say is you need to separate out the illegal foreigners versus undocumented people.
I agree with that.
Because there's two problems.
Yeah.
And you've got to solve both.
Yes.
And if you solve both, yeah, there might be some casualties.
And I think that's the question I would like to ask, is how are we going to separate? How do you separate between the undocumented and the illegal? That is my whole basis of everything that I...
That is weighing so heavy on you. That you sounded woke.
In Luke chapter 12, verse 8 to 9, it says, I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledges me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge before the angels of God. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of God.
What Jesus is saying there, that when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to the Bible, and when it comes to standing up for Jesus, you need to sound like Gaitan McKenzie. You need to just go out there and say it and not worry about how people are going to take it. Mm-hmm. Because the question is, do you have the boldness to stand up for Jesus? Mm-hmm. That's it. And if you don't, he's not going to stand up for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, then he's going to stand up for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that Jesus came and he died on the cross for your sin so that you can obtain everlasting life. Whether you're in South Africa legally or illegally, Jesus died for you, if you understand what I'm saying. Come on, that was funny, Kings. Okay? I didn't even see a smile on your face. But the other thing is that when, you know, Jesus says, don't come and be politically correct. You need to blatantly stand up for me. You mustn't worry about what people are going to think about you when you do.
Mm.
He says, I require that you stand up for me blatantly.
Mm.
So that is what I want to encourage everyone to do today. If you look at this issue with foreigners in South Africa, and Giggs and I were talking before the show, I think just from experience, from what I've seen, that there may actually be more illegal citizens, yeah, if I can use that term, of the country than legal ones.
Yeah.
Therefore, how do you solve this mess?
Mm.
And that's just one area. You look at the crime. Mm. How do you solve this mess?
Yeah.
You look at the guys that are mining illegally in Johannesburg. Yeah. How do you solve this mess?
Yeah.
You know, it's a mess. Mm. And then the biggest mess of all, if you look at the families.
Mm, exactly.
How do you solve this mess?
Yeah.
Lord Jesus, help us.
Mm.
We need to turn to him.
Yeah.
And his body in South Africa and in the world is the church.
Yeah.
There's no other way that these things are going to get sorted out other than taking them to the Lord and making disciples as Jesus commanded the church to do.
Yeah. Amen. This has been an amazing show, as always, because this is the political show. On Active FM, radio has never been better. I'm your girl, Cynthia, but you know you can call me Giggs. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Inslin.
Pastor Gavin Inslin. And earlier on, I said in studio also, but he's not in studio. He is joining us again via Zoom. We have
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.